We've had lots of shiurim so far on topics, mainly in Orach Chaim, quite a lot of topics in Yoredeya, even some topics in Even HaEzer. We've spoken very little about topics in Choshen Mishpat, the Jewish legal system, financial system. And I think that it's appropriate that we should spend some time looking at some of those themes. They're very, very practical, come up all the time. Parashat Mishpatim is about that in some sense. So I want to spend some shiurim looking at various issues, not necessarily going through entire sugyas, which would be sheer klalis in their own right, but at least looking at some practical issues. So I want to start off with a general rule in halakha and nizkin, being that if a person damages something that belongs to somebody else, and they have to pay damages, then they only have to pay the value of what they actually damaged. So, for example, let's say I've got a bicycle that cost me £500 when I bought it 3 years ago, and somebody reversed their car into it and crushed it. So, what do they have to pay me? They only have to pay me what the current value is. So, if a 3-year-old bicycle only sells for £100, then they only have to pay the £100 to me. And it might sound a bit unfair, but in reality, actually, that makes a lot of sense because before my bike was crushed, I owned a bike worth £100. If the person who caused the damage now gives me £100, I can go out and buy another bicycle in exactly the same condition as the one was destroyed. So, in actual fact, I haven't lost out at all. I had a bicycle that was worth £100, and I've now got a bicycle that's worth £100. So that's it. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvot V'Hanakot Chelek Daled Siman Shin Kaf, he discusses a slight variation on this. So let's say that I was at the swimming pool, or in the Hamish world, I was down at the mikveh. I hung my clothes on a peg in the changing room, and I went for a swim or a dip. In the meantime, somebody else came into the changing room to get dressed. They got confused about where they'd left their clothes, and they took my clothes by mistake, ripping my shirt as they tried to get into it. So this was a shirt that cost me, say, £30 when I bought it 2 years ago. Its market value now, at least until it was torn, was £3.50. That's how much a second-hand shirt sells in a charity shop. And according to what we established with the bicycle, then they should only have to compensate me £3.50. That amount of money, I can go out, go to the charity shop, and buy like for like. I had a worn shirt that was a bit frayed here and there, and I can get another worn shirt that's a bit frayed here and there, all for £3.50. The problem is that whilst most people would be happy enough to use a second-hand bike, there are lots of people who don't want to wear a shirt that somebody else has been sweating into for 2 years. And even if, say, they were happy to buy a second-hand shirt, let's imagine that we were talking about my underwear. I certainly don't want to buy a pair of underpants or a vest that somebody else has previously worn. So Rav Moshe Sternbach refers us to the opinion of the Netivot HaMishpat in Choshen Mishpat Siman Kuf Mem Chet, who holds that if you damage something that's got no resale value, then in actual fact you don't have to pay anything at all. So in this case, the damaged underwear has no resale value. I couldn't sell an old vest even on eBay. So even though I'm going to have to go out and buy a new vest, when the old one might have lasted me another 2 years, still the other person doesn't have to pay me anything because what he damaged has no value at all. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish cites Rashi in Gittin, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, who says that if I've got an animal that says I'm bringing as a neder to the Beit HaMikdash and somebody damages it, they do have to compensate me. Even though I couldn't ever have sold the animal because it was Hekdesh, and therefore it's as if the animal has got no value because I couldn't sell it. But nevertheless, they do have to compensate me, in which case I should therefore be entitled to compensation for my vest or my shirt. Because even though it's got no value, they still have to pay for it. But Rav Moshe Sternbach argues against the Chazon Ish and says that no, that point is different. The case of the animal for a korban, essentially the animal's got a value. It's just that the din of Hekdesh means that it can't be sold, as opposed to the vest, which actually has no value. You'll never find somebody who wants to buy it. So, where's that going to leave us? So Rav Moshe Sternbach makes an interesting chakira about the chiyuv of paying for damage. And he says that our case depends on that chakira. What's the chakira? When a person's chayv to pay damages, is the point that they have to replace the value of what they destroyed? Or is the point that the person who owned the item should be able to replace it? One nafkamina is if the value of the item, say the bicycle I spoke about in the first instance, goes up between when the damage was done and when the case came to Beit Din. If the chiyuv is to replace the value of what was destroyed, then they only have to pay the lower price, the cost of a second-hand bike on the day when the damage was done. On the other hand, if the point is that the damaged party should be able to replace their bicycle, then they're going to have to pay the value of a second-hand bike today. And another nafkamina is our case. If the chiyuv is to replace the value of what was damaged, then my vest was basically worthless. It had no resale value. But if the chiyuv is that I should be able to replace my vest, then they're obviously going to have to pay the cost of a new vest. Lemaisa, how do we paskin, or how does he paskin at least? Might be that other poskim would say differently. Paskin's as follows. He says that if there's no resale value for what was damaged, then there's a chiyuv to pay for the new item, e.g. a new vest, minus a little bit. So it doesn't have the vest costs £5, they only have to pay £4. Why? Because the damaged person's gained somewhat from having a brand new vest instead of their old one. But he also makes two qualifications. Number one, that if the damage was deliberate, then you don't even subtract a little bit and the person gets a new vest. Number two, he says that even if the damage wasn't deliberate, he thinks that if the damaging party can afford it, then they should really replace new for old without the subtraction. Ad kan.